track three. And the first news story is, come on in, the Lido water's lovely. Swimmers in Tynmouth flocked to make a splash on the Lido's first day of opening for the summer season. Swimming legend Eric Beattie, 92, was first to take the plunge in the popular pool on one of the hottest May days on record. The opening also marks the wealth of public support for the pool after Teignbridge Council overturned a decision to close it this year. Eric is well known in Tynmouth, a founder member and former chairman of Tynmouth Swimming Club and a keen sea swimmer until 2 years ago. Eric's sporting career also involved water polo off Tynmouth Beach, and he is a lifelong member and former Tynmouth Rugby Club player. He planned to take up swimming again this summer in the safe, warm environment that Tynmouth Lido has to offer, and was very disappointed to hear that the pool would be closed and the site sold off. As one of the first users of the Lido when it opened in 1974, Eric was delighted to be involved. Eric said, "A good swim perks me up, and there's nothing quite like the first dip of the season. I was devastated to hear the Lido was under threat of closure. Swimming is so important to the kids of Tynmouth. It keeps them fit and gives them something worthwhile to do. I'm convinced swimming has kept me fit and active in my 90s, so I want this opportunity for future generations in Tynmouth." Following a huge public outcry, Teignbridge District Council reversed the decision made in February to keep the Lido closed this summer. The council will now run the Lido as usual for this season, but is seeking bids for an alternative use of the site after the end of this season. For sale signs have gone up as part of the process of offloading the pool, but it is designated an asset of community value, which gives community groups a six-month period to prepare a bid to buy the site. Tynmouth Lido Community Trust says it has strong community backing to take over the Lido and protect it in the long term as a community facility. The Trust says it is preparing a robust business plan which incorporates an extended season and opening hours and an enhanced programme of community events. Run as a not-for-profit charity, the Trust has revealed it intends to submit a bid to buy the Lido for a nominal sum. If the Trust's bid to take over the running of the Lido is successful, it will then be able to access a wide range of grants and other funding streams to maintain and improve the Lido. Tynmouth Lido Community Trust Chair Paul Burgess said, "We look forward to the Lido opening this season and to working alongside Teignbridge Leisure to develop an exciting programme of swimming and related activities well into the winter season. We're very excited that local legend Eric Beattie is here to showcase the undoubtable benefits to health and well-being that swimming offers. We are overwhelmed by the support from the local community in our Save the Lido campaign, and we are delighted the council has listened to the public and given us the opportunity to create a sustainable community asset for Tynmouth and the wider area."
Objections lodged over co-op on land at pub. Opposition has emerged to plans for a new co-op store at land at a popular Kingstainton pub. Submitted by Aspect Developments Limited, the application is seeking permission for the construction of a convenience store at land forming part of the 10 Tors Inn, namely an area of car parking and one of the pub's beer gardens. In February, a spokesman for the co-op told the Mid-Devon Advertiser that, subject to planning consent and approval, they would operate the store, adding it would create local jobs. Teignbridge Council are due to make a decision by the 13th of July. At present, planning officers are mulling over the associated documents, including objections submitted by locals. Several objectors claim the new store will negatively affect traffic in the area, while others pointed to the need, or lack thereof, for another convenience store in the area. But according to the planning statement, the proposal has come about as a result of the application identifying an under-provision of retail provision of a local scale in the area in question. St Austell Brewery, the freeholder of the site, said its focus was on protecting the future of the pub and ensuring it continues to thrive at the heart of the community.
Police cracked down on beach gathering. A large number of alcohol seizures were made by police following a large gathering of youngsters on a Teignbridge beach at the start of the bank holiday weekend. Members of neighbourhood policing teams from across South Devon attended, including officers from Teignmouth and Dawlish, who focused on engagement and education at the gathering, which took place at Dawlish Warren on Friday, May 22nd. In a post via the force's Facebook page, the team said, "We recognise that young people want to socialise and enjoy themselves. However, it is important this is done in a safe and responsible manner. Officers engaged positively with those present, resulting in constructive interactions. While the majority of people were cooperative and respectful, a large number of alcohol seizures were made. The police's primary concern was the safety of the public, particularly given the number of young people present, with many being under the influence of alcohol and on a beach with the tide coming in. Our clear aim was to safeguard those present and ensure everyone was able to leave the area safely," the team continued. "We would like to thank those who engaged with officers and understood the reasons for our presence and actions. It is disappointing that officers were also required to assist in clearing litter from the beach afterwards, and we would urge everyone to take responsibility for their environment. We are aware of further planned gatherings across South Devon, and we will continue to take a proactive approach, working to engage and educate. We would also ask parents and guardians to consider the risks associated with large unsupervised public gatherings when making a decision about their children attending such events."